Okay, good evening. We're holding over here in Terach Eitz Chaim. It's in Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, actually, we did last time. And I wanted a little bit to, dwell on it, because it's before Shavuos. This is the Shem before Shavuos. And I think there's a lot over here that helps give a lot of insight to Shavuos. We have in Lamed Beis, he says that Adam is called Eitz Hasada. Well, Kei Nikra Adam Eitz Hasada, Kei Adam Eitz Hasada, Yan Be'emes K'min Aretz K'moya Eitz. So he says because man comes from the earth, just like a tree does. V'nimtza Shachoy Meshodim Ofer V'davek Ba'adoma, Sheo Mokim Sheo Kal Koichem HaKenik Al Shmo. So basically, he just says that it's called Eitz because it comes from Adam and so on. I'd like to try to think upon this point a little bit, because Shavuos is distinguished by being, the Gemara says that Batzeres, the world is nidoin on the Paris on Paris Elam. The Gemara says there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Misha says there are four Rosh Hashanahs, and on Sukkot. We need doing on water, on Rosh Hashanah, I guess life would be the right way to say it. It says call, you know, about Olam is Olam five day Maroin, and finally at and Pesach it's Tvua, and on Shavuos it is Peiros Eilah. Now the distinction between Peiros Eilah and Tvua seems to us to be extremely insignificant. Mela, you know, you talk about vegetation versus animal life. We, you know, that's a clear distinction. But the difference between Tevua and Pesim, there should be two Rosh Hashanahs. I mean, if they have two Rosh Hashanahs, you can have five dozen Rosh Hashanahs. How about dairy products? How about meat? You know, there's no limit to what you have fight subdivided. So what exactly is Pesim? Why isn't it just all lumped as one vegetation? And you see the Sfarim point out the difference between Pesach and Shavuos as the carbon. One is Saorim, which is Maicha Behema. One is Chita, which is Maisa Adam. It would seem that it's parallel. The two are parallel. That whatever is Peres Sa'ila is Shayach to Maicha Adam. Whatever is Peres Sa'aretz is Shayach to Behema. So let's think a little about it, and let's understand some of the distinction. Ofer and Adama is something which is considered, it falls under the category of Chaymer. Chaymer means it is physical and by its nature and so on. Plant life is bottle to the karka. Plants they grow off the ground. They are basically the ground. Each time a plant grows, you cut it, you have the ground again, and you seed it again, and you grow more stuff. So the plant life is seen as being closely identified with it. We make a bracha like that. Borei pri ha'adama. That these are pairs of the Adama. A tree creates its own Metzias. So when I plant a tree, I now look at the tree as being the Iker. The fruits are called Borei Pri Ha'Eitz. And the tree has its roots in the ground. But I now look at it as a tree producing fruit. So the tree is an entity that rises above the ground. It becomes its own producer of offer, of Paris. And now I have Paris Eilim as opposed to Pri Ha'adama. Pri Ha'etz as opposed to Pri Ha'adama. So that means HaKadosh Baruch, even though everything comes from the physical, and everything is part and parcel, its roots and its nourishment from there, But Lemaisa, an Elon, an Eitz creates its own Netzias above the ground, so to speak, independent of the ground. I as soon as I grow a tree stays forever, and it's always my tree giving me fruit. Stuff that grows from the ground, each round has to grow from the ground, and each round is given from the ground. Those are the two types of vegetation there are, symbolizing two different ways in which the Adama can give to us. One is straight, and one is filtered through the tree and so on. This is what he says over here. When Adam is called Eitz Hasada, now, which means that despite the fact that he draws his nourishment from the ground, there's a whole kaima that rises above it. Let's give an example to what I mean. Well, let's first finish the thought, then I'll do the example. So before Adam was Chayte, Adam ate Paris from the Elon. The Ramban says that he is a kasha, basically. He reconciles the Maimar Chazal that Adam was condemned to eat Esav Asada with his behemoths together after the chet, and he cried. So what did he eat before? I mean, meat was also to him. So Ramban says another Rishayim that fruit and those and plants that had seeds in it. It seems as if fruit was the major difference. And it means that Adam's need to get nourishment from the ground, meaning from something physical, changed. Before the chet, it was removed, and after the chet, it was something that was directed from the ground. In a certain sense, Kohanim and Levim, they don't get their nourishment from the ground, they get it from Klal Yisrael that gets it from the ground. So it's a step removed from it. So Adam had to be, so Adam after the chet went down to the Madrega of Behema, he ate seed off the ground. At Matan Torah, we went back to the Madrega of Adam Arishu before the chet. Kiyadua, the gzeir of Misa was batel, vanimat limatem ve'el kulchem, ochei kodem temusu. As soon as they were chayter chet egel, they went down again and reversed back to what they were, reverted back to what they were. So it means that on Shavuos they got this madrega back again of Adam being Eitz Hasada, eating pears. That's why, however we understand it, the Gemara says, the Mariamo says that the Eitz Hadas was Chita. The question is, I mean, Chita is not an Eitz. So a different Hasbarium in the Rishayim. Some say, I've seen some modern people say there used to be types of Chita that grew very tall. The Moshe Shapiro said that itself was the Chet, that Chita went down in Madrega from being a type of Elon to being a type of vegetation, however you understand it, but the Gemara says that chita is, it's going called the Mariyama, that chita was the Elon, the Eitz that he ate from, so it's called an Eitz, has a din Eitz in whatever framework. Let's try to understand a little bit about how that applies to Adam. So good, this sounds very theoretical. A tree is a higher madrega, it takes something gashmis and turns something ruchnias, more ruchnias, it stands on its own, and so on. But how does that apply to Adam? The answer is, a person's activities are governed by what? So there are two ways in which we could sketch that. One is, Adam is, you take an animal. What governs an animal is, and only is, are physical stimuli. The animal is hungry, sees grass, runs to the grass and eats it. That is how it is. So everything the animal does is straight. I'm hungry, I see something on the ground, I eat it. Adam runs it through a certain filter. Adam is hungry. He asks himself, shall I eat? What shall I eat? When shall I eat? And he makes a decision to eat. Now, it's not muchach like that. I mean, many, many people eat out of impulse. So as soon as you see something, it triggers some sort of natural reaction, and you eat without even thinking about it. Or, maximum, the person thinks about how does he like his steak. Well done, rare, medium. So that is a b'china of Adam acting like a behemoth. In other words, he is ruled and governed by physical stimuli. A person who's on a higher madrega says to himself, I'm hungry, but I don't think I should eat now. I need to lose weight. I need to wait for him to come for supper because it's not nice. I eat supper first and he or she will come late. So the stimuli the person go through the brain, the brain analyzes it, and then the brain acts upon it. The same is true with everything else. Every activity we do, it goes through the brain, and then the brain makes a decision. It doesn't have to go through the brain. A person can work on autopilot, and the message out of people probably do. But a person has the ability to make it work through the brain, and that's where Adam stands like Eitz HaSadeh. He stands tall in the sense that everything goes through the Seichel and Das, and can come out as that. In the world of before Matan Torah, the world was a world of tzivuyim. The world was a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what to do. So even though that's not offer, but it's something which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is nothing in my koyma, there's nothing in Adam that used seichel to distinguish between right and wrong. I did not have to process anything with my seichel and das in order to carry it out, because I got straight tzivuyim. So just like, I'll give a mashal, imagine a person whose part of his digestive tract is not working, and he basically gets pre-digested food into his system. So pre-digested food into his system, it spares him the bother of processing it, but that's all it is. He's not using it, not his teeth, not his esophagus, not his stomach, nothing. It goes straight into where it's supposed to go, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Matan Torah, even the Ruchnistic world was basically straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, and that's it. It wasn't as if Adam absorbed it with his Seichel das because of that. Once Torah is given to us, it means we absorb from the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we absorb the information, and so on, and then we're the ones that decide what to do, how to do, and should we do it. That means that everything gets processed through seichel, and then gets used. So Matan Torah really was a return to the Tzuras Adam way it was. No longer an Adam that sort of eats from hand to mouth, whatever it is that's given in front of him, as he does. It's Adam returns to himself, and he becomes he processes everything. Everything goes to his mind, and from his mind, it radiates out into the rest of the person. That's where Torah changed the world. So Zman Matan Torah corresponds to the Peiros Ilnike mode, the Eitz HaSadeh mode, which is the real Tzuras Adam. That's, you know, in the world of Torah, Torah mitzvahs are like Adama and Elam. This also helps us understand a little bit the difference in Torah and mitzvahs, the difference between different types of mitzvahs, better said, the relationship between Torah and mitzvahs and chashivas. We have one chazal that says that Talmud Torah is a kulam, and so on, and many, many chazal, actually, not one that say how wonderful Torah is. And the halacha is that Torah, Talmud Torah, and kulam, given a choice of doing some sort of mitzvah or learning is always preferable. That's first. If I don't have any choice, if let's say it's a mitzvah she'ef sasas al v'achirim, then it's something that is would done by me. The question is manavshach, which is better, which gives more schar, which is more chashav, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more. I mean, what kind of decision is it that Efshah says, and so on? So the answer is, in the relationship of the two, of Pri Adama and Eitz HaSadeh, the food that comes from them, it really works out like this. Pri Adama is more vital to a person. Eitz HaSadeh is more delectable, more chashev, and so on. So if you're missing Pri Adama, then you're missing something vital. If you have them both, then Peres Ilan, far superior. It's like a meal. If I'm missing the meat and potatoes, then the dessert itself is yucky. Big sweet dessert, empty stomach. So more vital for me is eating the main course and not the dessert. But when I have them both, the dessert is the highlight of the meal. So when I have over here the world of mitzvahs, a mitzvah se'efshah se'acher means I'm going to be missing the mitzvah. That's something vital, and that takes precedence over Talmud Torah. But when I have mitzvahs, I have all the mitzvahs that Efshas Echerim are covered. Every mitzvah that I need to do personally, I've taken care of. Now the question is, what is more chashav to put on top? So that, for sure, is Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah, the giving of Torah brought Adam to different Tzuras Adam. And from now on, the Tzuras Adam would be do things al pi machshav and so on. There's a mitzvah that's lahiris ben atoy ben atomei, that Kal Yisrael has a mitzvah to learn to recognize halachis. In other words, it's part of the chiyuv of limud to understand the difference between this and this. I think it's clear that the pshat is not to help prevent me just from doing the averis, or tell me what best to do. I mean, that's obvious. It doesn't need any more taich. But it's the difference between doing something because you understand it. So if lehavdil v'natom v'nator, Lahiris, Lahavdil, and Tantar, that is a chiyuv for me not only to do mitzvahs, but my chiyuv is to do mitzvahs out of the understanding of what it is that I'm supposed to do. So it's not just that I need to learn Torah and halachas, because without halachas, I'm not going to know what to do, or without musa, I'm not going to be inclined to do it. That's obvious. The chiyuv is to learn. The chiyuv is to do the ma'isim out of a sense of knowledge and understanding. When a person does things because he understands it, then it's a different doing. I want to explain this is true both on the level of halacha, and it's true on the level of agada, if you want to say. So we understand that if a person does mitzvahs, ma'isyas, and he understands why they're important and the inyan and the teichen, that's fantastic. And we understand that. But what about the world of doing mitzvahs because of knowing the halacha? The answer is that when you do mitzvahs out of a sense of knowing and understanding what you're doing on the technical level, you're also a different type of participant, different type of oisei mitzvahs. I want to give a mashal for it, on why knowing the halachas or understanding the concept, the halachic concepts of the mitzvah, it makes it very different. There's a mashal. This mashal was used by actually by scientists when they spoke about does a computer have intelligence or not. Imagine the following scene. I have somebody who was he fell into China during the war, like the Jews in Shanghai. And this fellow got a job working in the Chinese post office. Not quite sure what the pay and hours are, but that's the job he has. Now, he does not read any Chinese. Chinese is a very tough language to learn how to read. It's incredible. It's so many characters and so on. But this person has a photographic memory. And he's given instructions, whenever you see a character like this, put it in the box with this character. Whenever you see a character like that, put it back to the other character. And so on. And I give him also all the instructions of variations. And this person memorizes, sees it, and he does it. So he's busy sorting Chinese mail all day long. And it seems to work. Can I say that this person understands Chinese or not? And I think most people, the vast majority of people, would be inclined to say no. This person knows how to match up pictures. But I can't say he has a real understanding or havana, mikoyach, the teichen of it. So long as people were doing mitzvahs, as long as people do mitzvahs without understanding what they're doing, that quality is similar to the person who is putting the mail from one box to another box. He's doing the maisa right, but he has no understanding of what he's doing. To understand what you're doing means you're doing it out of a certain level of recognition. To understand the why you're doing in the level of time on mitzvahs is awesome. But minimally, I need to understand what I'm doing. If I don't understand what I'm doing, then it's not really me doing it. There's no me. Somebody's taking a stick to me and says, do this, don't do that. So just like if imagine somebody has to run this incredibly complex rocket ship system, and there are levers and wheels and stuff all over the place, and somebody stands behind him and says, pull the third one, push the second one, move over this one, move over that one. If I follow all the instructions, I'm still a koif ba'alma. I'm doing it, and it's not different than real physical stimulus. It's just that here I've decided to do it for Reuven, so I'm doing it. So the inyan of Torah is, it gave us a new dimension in Shmiras HaMitzvos. It returned to us the dimension of Adam being incredibly tall. Adam, when I see Adam do something, I actually don't see the Adama doing it. So even though this person is living and breathing because of the Adama, you know, whatever it is, the person's agenda is not less physical. But Lamaisa, whatever he's doing is because the mind made a decision to do. An animal will not go hungry. A person can say, I'm on a diet, somebody else needs food, or it's a tinus, and won't eat because of these three things, even though he has a stimulus. Because Adam, at the end of the day, his seichel is kaveya, what exactly he does. When a person learns, one of the many, many areas that make a difference is the crucial area of who he is. Until Matan Torah, even the Shmiras HaMitzvahs had a madrega, a lower madrega, was more similar to offer. You know, I'm told to do this, and I do it, and that's it. But that a person learns to do it like an Elam, meaning that the person is, the physical things go through him, his mind processes it and gives it its right place, and he and his own horizon, so to speak, his own reach is much further than that. That's what happens when a person learns. So, Mezah Shem, we should be Zeicha, that, you know, like all Yontavim, we're able to get a rejuvenation of the old Inyan. The core Inyan of Mount Torah lay in the change of the person. That people now became, they reverted back to the old Madrega of Adam Eitz HaSadeh. That is, he himself towers above the ground. He has roots that absorb nutrients from the ground. But the fruit is grown by the tree. The fruit is made by the tree. And that's why the Rosh Hashanah for Peiros Ilan is on Shavuos, because Shavuos, a person changed from being Adamadik to being Eitz HaSadeh. Okay, good Yom Tov.